All right, we back. Well, this is going to be full house for us. Based on the last couple of months. Good evening, fellas. How are you? We're going to start with the purple one, Mike.
Man, I'm living purple rain right now. I'm good, man. I am great. I'm doing my new Voltron search across the world. So
I've been seeing, yeah.
I'm on it right now, man. I only got one target hit. I'm going out tomorrow. Yeah, cause they only have a target. I've been watching them come across the country and other groups. They just hit North Carolina like yesterday. So I'm going out tomorrow to look for them. So I was out Sunday and look for them, and they won't hear yet. But I'm going this week. I'm looking for Voltron. It was crazy. It's the same one they had last year for Netflix, but it's the same damn thing. I already got the same set. It just don't say 40th on it. That's all they got on it.
That might be the difference of a couple hundred dollars there.
Yeah. So either way, I'm going out tomorrow. I'm going to look some.
Good luck. Good luck. We got Rob. He looks healthier this week. How you feeling?
I'm a little more energized now. Yeah. It was a long week, but yeah, I'm feeling better. Thank you.
All right. We got a real life superhero. We got Terrence in tonight. How are you, sir?
Doing pretty good. Been traveling all across the tri-state area, looking at bind up back issues and organizing my short boxes and long boxes. It's been fun getting back into the game.
That's good. I have been seeing the posts with the pictures of the comics. So
yeah. That's my summer plan to do that.
He reminded me the other day. I was like, let me read something here at work. I didn't even take it. Well, I was on lunch, but I was like, I'm gonna read this today. So thank you for that. And we got Jay, old gray beard. How are you, sir?
What's going on? You right behind me?
Yeah, Junior this gray is beard. Yeah, this ain't gray. This is silver, man.
You can keep it low. Let it grow out.
Silver. Yeah, silver. Yeah. Call me the silver fox in this
place. Light black.
All right. So we're gonna talk about. We might as well jump into the X-Men, getting the beat down. You know, I enjoy them taking from time to time. So, did everybody see it? Everybody saw it? Mike, you're one of the mutant ambassadors on the show. Yeah, so, let's talk about that. Let's talk about emotions here.
It was emotional as hell. I'm telling you, as I do most things nowadays, I watched it as what. The lab I work at in school. I don't really watch a lot of TV at home now. I'm in school all day. And I watched it on my phone and I couldn't help myself. I cried. I was like, I had a tissue behind me. My face, nose running, my tears coming out. This is terrible. Yeah, I just expected somehow, every time they give you a challenge, somebody going to say something. Oh, damn, he died too. Shit. It was like silver lining and they snatched it away from me the whole episode. It was just like that. It had some moments, but it was terrible. It was little moments, like Leech showed up. So, man, where did Leech come from? Have they showed Artie yet? It's like, that was like the only Easter egg that I saw. And they already had the Morlocks, so Callisto was there. So we already had, how are they going to do the Storm fight? Is that going to happen? I don't know. I love this show, but it's totally.
Frantic, man.
I have no idea where they're going to do this show. I have no clue how to gauge the show at this point. It's good, but I don't know. I'm as new as a regular watcher right now. That's all I am right now, which I do love. I love being a regular watcher for not kind of knowing something. Regular fan.
Before we go to the other ambassador, I just want to say, like, as someone who doesn't really read the X-Men heavy, you know, just see them from the outside, I dip into their stories from time to time. It's not normally a good sign when Magneto is getting his ass beat. Like, if he goes down, it's pretty bad for everybody else. And, I was rooting for him for a second when he was whipping him with the
right.
With
he
the
got
chain,
hyped with the whip.
But then that.
I'm not sure how my ancestors felt about that, but.
all right, so hold on. We're going to go to Terrence. Terrence, let's. Let's get some input from you, sir. What did you think?
Oh, yeah, that was easily the best episode of X-Men anything across
anything.
Any X-Men animated series has ever been. Best thing they've put out. And I can only hope that going forward that this is the quality that we get from Marvel. I don't foresee it, but yeah, I love this episode. Not just the stuff that we got on Genosha, but the drama that we get with Jean and Wolverine, Jean and Scott and Madeline. I think they played that all to perfection. And Gambit going out like a G. The name is Gambit.
Right.
Remember it? It was all just, man, it was all chef's kiss. They just did a great job with this. And I can't wait to see where they're going with it, because I think the show writer that they fired, Bo DeMeo, he said that,
now
hey,
we know why.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I said, now we know why they fired the showrunner.
Yeah.
It was too good.
they can't have that kind of quality.
Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Yeah,
he's already got season two lined up, right?
He wrote all season two, so hopefully they don't throw all that out. Because I don't think they started animating yet, but he wrote it, so hopefully they keep everything that he wrote, and he had started laying down the groundwork for season three. So anyway, he said that if you guys think this is emotional, I think he said wait till you watch 8, 9, and 10. Mm-hmm. He said, basically, you know, I wanted to give you guys the feels, I wanted to give you guys all the nostalgia for the original series. And then I wanted to hit you with the X-Men's version of 9/11. And I'm really setting you guys up for the series finale. So I don't know what they got planned, but man, if this is just the beginning, it's going to be fucking nuts. Right. So yeah, I was worn out. I was almost at that point. Mike was like, I was right there, but you know, managed to hold it back. I was like, man, when Gambit said the line, I was like, damn. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even a Gambit fan. Like they, Gambit's basically like Poochie from The Simpsons to me. Like, he's always trying to be so cool, and I'm just like, get the fuck out of here, Gambit. But yeah, it's like, with his dying breath, I was like, all right, Gambit, you got me. I like your nail with your dying breath. So yeah, they did a great job with that, and I'm that guy who, if I happen to wake up in the middle of the night on Wednesday morning, I gotta watch it. Like, if I just happen to wake up to go to the bathroom at 3 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday, I'm just gonna start watching it before anybody can spoil it for me.
Yeah, because they're in your inbox asking you as soon as they watch it, they're in your inbox. And I got most of my friends training for the movie.
You gotta stay off all the socials.
Mm-hmm.
Robert, did you watch?
Yeah, I caught up on all of them.
And what did you think of
enjoying it so far? The last one was really good. Mm-hmm. I think I watched three of them this morning. It's kind of fun that they're hitting like all the beats from previous seasons. You know, Mojo and Madeline Pryor. They're introducing her and all this other stuff. Cable's back, but yeah, no. I just really like watching the method in which they animate the action sequences. That's just really well done. It's very smooth. Mm-hmm. Like the I forget which episode it was. It might have been the one where Jubilee was in the video game, but all the weird, like, crazy monsters and hentai shit everywhere was animated really well too. Like, even like anime style creepy smiles like you'd see in Berserk on some of the characters. But yeah, that's the staff is really cool. I'm liking the story. They're really, you know, coming at us from all angles. You have no way to predict what's going to happen. Like, was there a giant three-headed sentinel in the comics? See,
now, I was going to ask Mike and Terrence that there was one in Spider-Man comic, but I don't know if that was what they were referencing there. Tri-Sentinel, and it was put together by Loki. Go ahead, Terrence.
In Grant Morrison's run, there were giant kaiju-sized sentinels that attacked Genosha, and they took out 16 million mutants. So I think that's what this is.
Oh, damn. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's that will do it.
Okay.
And those sentinels were sent by Xavier's twin sister. So I don't know if they're going to be introducing her or what.
I think they are bringing Sentinel in. I saw her in a steel shot. I did see that. I didn't read it, but I saw her in a steel shot in an article. I did see, that's all I got for that. I just saw her picture. What they're going to do with it, I have no clue. So, all
right. Jay, you still there? All right. So
like you froze.
I was telling Robert this, a couple weeks ago. Like I enjoy, watching the X-Men in media, like in comic books, it doesn't really stick consistently for me. This show's pretty good. Like the action sequences were really good. I thought that the original series was, the action sequences just weren't, I don't know. Like the show was almost boring to me. I had no real interest and I watched it for a while, but this is definitely, a one up on it. And
a lot more inspired angles and stuff in this. Yeah. It's not just so flat like the original.
Yeah, yeah. I know the big thing was, the fight on Genosha, but the thing that had me on the damn floor was Cyclops cracking on the interview when the person mm-hmm. first was interviewed. I was like, okay.
Love that
was funny.
I love that. My man, like, hey, they've been through some shit. Acknowledge me. I'm with him on that. Shit.
It was that. It was Gene fresh off of kissing Logan, accusing him of cheating. I'm like, oh God. Like,
I hated that too. Damn. Yeah.
but I wasn't crazy about last week's with Jubilee. I don't know what if that was setting anything up or what, but it just a little bit of a letdown that half. The storm part of the episode, I was all for that. But this was really good. The politics that they deal with,
Magneto has some lines during that party when Val Cooper was like, I didn't know they were letting terrorists be leaders now. And he said, oftentimes they let leaders be terrorists.
Mm-hmm. Just beautiful.
Yeah. It's a good show.
He's got the clap back.
Yeah. It's like almost like he rehearsed it. He was ready. So I hope it holds up. And a friend of mine, I was talking to a friend of mine, Josh, this week, and he said, this is the best comic book movie. And I had to tell him, like, we gotta let the seasons finish first. You know, like, there are a lot of shows that have had, that title. Batman anime series comes to mind, Young Justice. And I think we talked about this, mentioned it not too long ago. But do you guys think this, if it holds up, it can kind of make that leap into the upper echelon of comic animated shows?
I think it's got to have three really good seasons.
Mm-hmm. It's got potential. I wouldn't do it yet, but it's got potential. It's definitely got potential. It's showing it's not scared to try some new things. Is it now? No, it's too early. But like T said, you need to get some time on your belt. But it's definitely got potential.
It's definitely tracking that way.
If they keep going, I don't see why not. But we're going to see how it lasts. With the show running lead, we're going to see how it lasts. Because I have, like I said earlier, I have no idea where this shit is going. This is totally off.
The rumor this is out there that fans want the writer back. They don't give a damn about the OnlyFans. They, once again, it's all about the writing and what makes sense and what's good. Like, I don't care about this OnlyFans account. I don't either. I don't.
Right.
I don't.
He really had OnlyFans.
If they pay him right, he won't have to show his booty hole on OnlyFans.
Yo, who is that Disney checking for OnlyFans accounts?
Right?
What was he selling? What the hell was he selling, though? Damn.
I think from what they said, he only opened it because of the pandemic, and then he hasn't used it since everything opened back up. He was just trying to make money
during COVID, huh?
Whatever. Yeah, that's what everybody was on OnlyFans.
Sound like somebody snitched on him.
Right.
I don't know who was next in line, but they
wore that job.
Mm-hmm. What's going to happen is now Warner Bros. Will snatch him up and he'll do some animated series for them. And
I don't even think they'll do the Batman Beyond cartoon. Right? There you go.
They didn't want to do the Batman Beyond.
Third season of 97 will go downhill.
Now, Jay, we lost you for a second. What did you think of the last X-Men episode?
Same with everybody else. It was dope, you know? Hit me in the feels. The action was crazy. They mashed up a few different storylines together. The storytelling was at like a breakneck speed. Like, they went from plot point to plot point. Like, they didn't waste any time. Mm-hmm. But it was cool, like, you know, seeing all the little love triangles and, you know? I think they're doing a good job. I think it's probably some of the best stuff Disney has put out since they've picked up the X-Men. Or not the X-Men, but Marvel, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it has been one of the best projects. For me, it's the best thing they've done on Disney Plus, maybe, outside of, like, Mandalorian. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to... Because what
else? Other than that, what else? Yeah.
You know, we're hot and cold on the shows, the early shows. Like, some of us like them, some of us did not. But I think this one, overall, everyone likes it, except for the wokies, the people screaming woke. I haven't heard any of that this week about the show. But this may be the best thing overall from Marvel since Guardians, the third one last year. So, you know, hopefully they keep it up and keep it interesting. Like, you know, this show has high stakes. Like, it's not. You know, sometimes I'm a little uneasy. Like, kids are watching. I'm like, should I not be watching this in front of them? And you know, it's some of the imagery. But I think that's what makes it good. I think Mike talked about it. We don't really know what's going to happen. You know, people dying is a big thing. You know, like, nobody's safe, even though we feel, though, that
we know they come back
to some.
Yeah.
They're going to cable that. Shenanigans. Yeah. Put some cable on it.
Right. Sprinkle some cable on that, that mayhem.
Yeah, you're going to come back. That cable.
So I had a question. Was Forge also one of the people from the future, or is it just Bishop and Cable?
No, Forge has been around for a while. He since like the '80s. Yeah, he wasn't a future guy. I don't remember. I don't know his whole origin, but she's been around. He's been around for a long, long time.
Yeah, I don't think he's just the tech
guy, basically, right?
Yeah, I don't think
so.
I think
who are the future X-Men? I'm gonna leave it to the. I only know a couple. Don't know them all. But Mike, Terrence, like, I know Cable, Bishop, and one of the Phoenixes.
Yeah, Rachel Summers.
Yeah. No, Excalibur. Yeah, she's from the future. But who else?
Like, the whole team is the one that's on the cartoon. Oh,
just give us some names. Like, overall, comics.
Let's see. Who else came from the future? I think.
He cut me off guard with that one. Let's see.
Yeah.
If there weren't any major ones, because I know it's like a million mutants, but when the future stuff comes up, they always use Bishop, Cable. Is Hope from the future?
No.
Yes. She's not?
No. She was she was born in the current timeline. Cable took her to the future to keep her from Bishop.
Okay. To keep her from Bishop?
Yeah, because Bishop went nuts because he thought that Hope was going to set off. He thought somehow Hope was going to set off events that turned his timeline bad. So he was trying to kill Hope, and Cable kept traveling further and further into the future to get away from Bishop. It was a terrible storyline. Then it turned out Bishop was possessed by the Demon Bear. It was, yeah. It was,
Demon Bear.
Yeah.
The Demon Bear from New Mutants?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I don't even remember that.
It was a retcon just to kind of get Bishop's character back on track because they had written so out of character. So later on in the second volume of Uncanny X-Force, they said, oh yeah, Bishop, he was possessed by the Demon Bear. That's why he's acting all crazy. He's good again. Let's get on with the show.
I love retcons.
Yeah.
All right. So let's bounce over into Rob's neck of the woods. You know, it was announced Monarch season 2. You want to talk about that and a couple other things you mentioned there?
Well, it's good to know that they're going to keep up with the story. We don't know if it's going to continue with the same characters, if it's going to stay in the time period between Godzilla and the King of the Monsters. Because we don't know, honestly, where they're going to go with the Godzilla and Kong series anymore. We kind of spoke on that last week, because there's no announcement for any sequels for the movie series yet. My guess is kind of where it left off. We're going to get even further on how they developed Mechagodzilla, I guess, because that was kind of alluding to that whole involvement. But I'm interested to see it. It was pretty interesting the way they did it the first time, exploring how and when they discovered the Hollow Earth and how to get to and from, expanding upon that. I think, I'll watch it.
I know you're the Godzilla guy, and I need to finish season 2 before my free trial of Apple TV finishes. But I like what I saw. I like Kurt Russell. Anything he's in, I'll give it a try. That's good to hear that they're coming back with that.
I mean, we just get to see what the people are doing in the background, setting up for. It was cool to see them, create shelters and stuff for whenever there is a giant monster attack. So it kind of explains away that there's not so many deaths when, Godzilla's walking around and sleeping in the Colosseum in Rome. So.
Gotcha. Did anybody else watch Monarch first season?
I keep forgetting I've got Apple TV.
Okay. All right. And so we're looking forward to Monarch season 2. And you had some news for Strange New World and Lower Decks?
Yeah. Star Trek Discovery season 5, which is the last season of that, just came out. I haven't watched it yet. But I'll be getting onto that real soon. But they also announced that Strange New World is going to get a 4th season. It's only got 2 so far, but that's good because it's probably one of the best ones out there. And then the animated Lower Decks is going to be ending after season 5, which I think is the next one that's coming up. Either way, still more Star Trek in the future. I think they are working on a new origin movie, potentially. I think it's going to have Chris Hemsworth's, Daddy Kirk.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think that's going to involve the two. I don't know if they're going to do any time travel shenanigans or if even any of the other crew are going to be there, because they've been kind of pussyfooting around so long. I don't know if they want to stick with the sequel series. If it's, what did that last movie come out, 6 years ago now?
Yeah.
Maybe more.
Are they done with those?
I don't know. They keep saying it's Star Trek 4. So the 4th one in this series, I would assume it would involve the rest. But again, they don't ever give us any information until it's almost out.
Are those part of the same one with what's the guy's name? Yeah, Chris Pine.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any other one than the first one. I really liked that one. That was amazing. I don't think I've ever tried. I don't think I've ever seen the second one on TV.
Second one which one was that? That's the one with Khan, right?
With Khan.
Spock versus Doctor Strange.
Yep. Third one was good, though. I thought the third one was good for an original story. They didn't try to.
That was the one where the people from the old war were trapped on that planet, right? And they mutated
with the Idris Elba.
Yeah, I don't know if I finished that one. But the second one was Idris Elba, that giant.
Yeah.
The second one had that giant starship, the one that could, it was some kind of tech on there. I remember them chasing them through warp.
That was the second one, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I forgot who was that? RoboCop was the captain of that one?
Yeah. The USS Peter fucking Weller.
Okay. All right, so we got... All right, so we kind of knew this was coming. Transformers G.I. Joe movie confirmed. All right, what are we thinking? Because I was on a couple different Transformer pages, and the report is Transformer fans don't want G.I. Joe messing up their movies. What do we think about the? Because I've never seen one. The last G.I. Joe movie I saw was from 86, 85, when Duke took a reptile to the chest. Right, those guys. So that's the last movie I saw. I didn't see any Marlon Wayans, no Rock, no Bruce Willis, none of those people that were in those movies. I heard one of them was good. I don't even know how many there were. So what do we think? Because Transformers does not really have a sparkling record. They're watchable movies. The last one was good. We liked the last one, I think. But what do we think about G.I. Joe crossing with the Transformers here?
I go.
I don't care.
I don't know if it makes sense or not to me, but I just don't really care. Especially in the Bayformers universe. I don't really need them to cross over, but if they do, oh well. Let's just see where it goes. But I'm really good if they stop with the Bayformers right now. I've never liked their designs, and they're getting better. But I just the robot. My wife was watching the first one with Shia LaBeouf. Like this is just trash. Not that the movie sucked, but it's just like a mess. Transformer designs. Yeah. It's a gray mess of just blobs moving. I was just, why do you hate it? Because look at that. What is that supposed to be? But and they've gotten better, true, but not enough for me to give a damn. So that's about reboot.
They are hard to watch. It's like a walking storm of glass and metal. Right. It's hard to make it out. The only thing that is clear is when someone's getting the shit kicked out of them.
And it could go in slow motion,
bleeding and teeth. Teeth were falling out and everything. My favorite one is the third one. I've said that. I think Dark Side of the Moon is like the best one. And I liked the last one. The last one was okay. But has anybody watched those G.I. Joe movies?
They have G.I. Joe movies?
The G.I. Joe movies?
I'm watching them.
It's not much G.I. Joe in them. Like, it's pretty... But it's like background movie. Like, there's nothing... Like, you're not going to pay attention to it when you're watching it. And the Snake Eyes movie was actually not terrible for like an action like kung fu movie. Oh, it was okay. But as a G.I. Joe movie,
the Snake Eyes movie.
There's nothing G.I. Joe about it. That Snake Eyes is like I don't know. Nah. It could have been a good ninja movie.
So like I know why they're trying to do this. Well, actually, I don't, but like I know why. Like they have, there's like a shared universe that they're doing in what is it? It's Image. So GI, it's the Energon universe with GI Joe's in it. Like they have like a lot of books out. GI Joe now is Duke, Scarlet, Cobra Commander. Like they've all got their own titles. Duke was in the second or third Transformers comic. He escaped. Attack from Starscream. So maybe that's why they're pushing this.
Hasbro. Hasbro owns these properties. Yes. So yes. Hey, and everybody's still chasing that old MCU things. Like, mm-hmm. every GI Joe
trend chasing takes a while.
Terrible, and they already set it up at the end of the last one.
Yeah,
they introduced some GI Joe. They said they and the Stinger was like, yeah, this is a welcome to GI Joe or whatever, but. So they already said they already set us up for it, but it's like every single one of them terrible. I saw the first one in the theater. The only reason I almost kind of gave it the benefit of the doubt back then was because Revenge of the Fallen came out the same summer, and I was like, at least it wasn't as bad as that. So I liked it compared to that at the time, but haven't seen it since. I'm like, yeah, that was a bad movie. It was a bad G.I. Joe movie and just a bad movie altogether. And then haven't seen the subsequent movies after that with The Rock as Roadblock and then Snake Eyes movie. I'm just like, yeah.
Bruce Willis as the laziest Joe ever.
It's like, yeah.
Now, The Rock did show up and try to save that franchise, right? Was he in the?
He's Roadblock.
Roadblock.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly.
Exactly. That's the lightest skinned Roadblock I've ever seen. When he said that, I wanted to say, is that Roadblock the Rock? Okay.
Yep. So it's like, yeah, until they prove to me they can get a G.I. Joe movie right, don't go mixing it with Transformers. They just started getting Transformers back on track. Mm-hmm. Don't start fucking it up now.
Exactly.
Now, what would you want? So, the last G.I. Joe movies weren't that good. Like, what would be needed for a good G.I. Joe movie for Terrence?
I don't know, because I don't need a G.I. Joe movie. They just have to prove to me they can do it. Mm-hmm. I don't need a G.I. Joe live action movie. Mm-hmm. They could have left that shit in the '80s, but until they prove to me they can do it, and I go, oh, this is how you'd make a good one work. Mm-hmm. Okay, they haven't done that yet. Until they do that, I'm just of the belief that you know some shit just don't need to happen.
That is the truth.
I ain't mad at that.
That is 100% the truth. Yeah, they milk in the '80s, and it's like they're trying to milk these '80s toys. They're finding every franchise they can get. You know, some of them don't need to be on the big screen. They really don't. They can go in other formats, cartoons, comics, but everything don't need to be on the big screen. Yeah.
And for me, Transformers has so much, they don't need to be sharing a shared universe with another franchise. They
don't.
You know, they made a Bumblebee movie. I would have liked to have seen some kind of Dinobots movie. I like the Dinobots. Yeah. Like that was one of my favorite groups on Transformers. Mm-hmm. You could have gave me something with them or another subgroup. Yeah, they did. You're right about that because that fourth one, that is the wait.
Give me some Predaking.
Is that the one when Aaron? They could have had them face off with them. But which one was it? Transformers they were in with the Dinobots. Is that the fourth? That was the fourth one.
That's the fourth one. They
introduced. That's the worst. Yeah. That is the worst one. like I would watch the second one before I watched. It was so.
Was long. That the one with Merlin and stuff?
No, that was the one after, and that one wasn't that much better. But the fourth one was just so long. Like, how can you make a movie this long with no story? Like you guys got to knock it off. Like, it was stretched thinner than the Hobbit movies.
Damn.
Okay? Which should have been one way. And, like the fourth one was just, like, this is terrible. And I like Mark Wahlberg. He was terrible in those movies. Like, the character, let's say the character that he played was terrible. Like, it was just, I ain't get it, man. There are no bright points at all. And that fourth one. The fifth one, like, is another long one. But they had a really great fight at the end. The fight was like an hour long. I swear, it was like an hour long, and that like everybody was like everyone was shooting, and it was in the sky. The story didn't make sense with Unicron being Earth, and they were trying to pull Cybertron. I think again.
Oh, yeah, they were trying to pull Cybertron Earth. Through some like the bridge. Like
it's like the second time they did it, and yes, it was just like we're doing this again. That was like, we just tried this two movies ago. So, like, it ain't been the same since Shia LaBeouf, and you know, Megan I don't know Fox. If that's what you say.
Megan Fox, Shia LaBeouf, and Megan Fox.
Yeah, but even Megan Fox, but the Megan Fox girl in the third one,
toe thumbs.
It tells you, I would have put up with that because she was it.
Yeah, back then. Yeah, she got a little crazy.
Yeah, she did. And speaking of G.I. Joe and Transformers, I forgot this was announced this week. Last Ronin, R-rated movie planned now. I've committed Comic Sin. I've never finished. I read the first issue, never came back to it.
I did the same thing.
How do you guys... Yeah, I just didn't went back to it. My friend, shout out to Frankie. Like he's a big Ninja Turtle fan, and he's reading the Lost Years right now, which fills in the gaps of Michelangelo's journey. What do you guys think about that?
I finished the last run of books, and they didn't do anything for me. I'm good by never going back in that world. They didn't do nothing for me. Okay. I didn't even like the format of the books. They had the big magazine style books that couldn't even fit in my bag and board. So
I know. I was annoyed by magazine that too. It's like, just make it normal size.
Yeah, like, come on, man. Nah, normal size book.
I can't put it in my box or nothing.
This whole thing started, I got annoyed from that whole series. That started my whole annoying with that series. And then the story, I get it, but it wasn't. They didn't do shit for me. I can say.
Okay.
I don't ever need to go back in the world again. I got enough. They died. He survived. Bam, that's the whole story. That's it. That's really all you need. So.
Okay. If this is something seeing as that they want a live action movie, and that's
for Ronin?
Yeah. Well, I hope it's better than those giant Ninja Turtles. I still like the Jim Henson Ninja Turtles.
That's what I'm thinking, right? Yeah, they go back. That were good.
The Hulks with shells.
Yeah. Oh, God. Like, we're ninjas. You can't see me. I'm like 6'7", 400 pounds.
Man, they're going to make whatever adjustments they need to, but that was still the best one. The first Jim Henson was the best turtle out of, what, all 30 movies we've gotten so far.
We were talking about underrated comic movies last week, and that's the one the first one, like you said, is perfect. Like, just to think around that time we had that first Michael Keaton Batman and Ninja Turtles, like, within a year. So, Ninja Turtles is still it. Like, ever since Nickelodeon took ownership, I don't know if we'll ever get, I mean, we got this movie coming, but it seems like they've been for kids since Nickelodeon got their hooks in them. But that last animated movie, that Mutant Mayhem, I really liked that. That was good. And I laughed a lot in that.
The most recent one?
Yeah, I liked that. I saw that 3 times in 2 days with my kids.
I didn't like it. I didn't like the design. I didn't like this. They learn martial arts from watching Kung Fu movies.
Are you talking about the one where they had like the energy weapons?
No, not that one. That one, no.
Seth Rogen.
Don't hate on the energy weapon one. That went hard, boy. Woo!
Some of them battles, I heard that too.
It goes hard.
What? I didn't know that was which one is that? That's a cartoon?
Yeah, they had like these laser weapons. Years ago, yeah, maybe? It was. I was skeptical too. I was hating on it, but. Woo!
When I tell you, I was hunting the monsters.
Nah, they were. I'm gonna send you guys a link.
Yeah,
y'all be watching. And y'all be like, what the hell? Like, this is Ninja Turtle.
I usually keep up with Ninja Turtle movies, so I'm trying to figure out which one it is. I don't know. It was a movie.
What was the name of that one, Jay?
I can't remember what the name of it was. I gotta find it.
Yeah, I know exactly the one you're talking about.
And they had the chubby Black April.
It's on Netflix, I think. Rise of the Teenage Mutant.
Okay, I haven't seen that. Like, Black April. I think it might be that. I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm gonna drop a screenshot here. I think this is it. This is it, matter of fact. Here you go. What, Raphael's like a Hulk. He's really big.
I saw a fight scene from that. That was really good. It might have been the finale.
I think it was the finale. Yeah, I think that's this one right here.
It was goofy designs, but the animation was really good.
Okay. What about the story? Story good? Or
I have no clue. I saw sequences were good. Sequence from like the last battle, and it looked really great.
Okay. All right, so moving on to MCU news, Captain America, New World. Our man Mackie says it's going to be like a reset, almost like if that's the way it feels. He's giving out good energy. You know, a couple of headlines says that Harrison Ford's president is asking for him to create a new Avengers team. It only took, 5 years for this to happen? So we're still... What do we feel about this movie coming up? What are you looking for? Or it's just like it doesn't matter. You just want to see a good, laid out, written movie.
I want to kind of pick apart what he's saying, because we're saying that the president wants him to make a new Avengers team, but at the same time, he's going to form the Thunderbolts behind their backs. Is that what's going on here?
I don't know. Maybe he asked. Well, the Avengers have a history of giving into government influence, unlike the Justice League, who like, I don't care what y'all say, we're not going to do it. But
what are you going to do about it?
There is nothing you can do about it. But I don't know. Maybe Thunderbolt spins out of this this movie, probably, you know. But I don't. I mean, it's good that someone finally acknowledged that, hey, we don't have an Avengers team, and you know, maybe it'll get some traction with that. But you know, it's still a little. I guess it's still early to really give out any opinions on, you know, Mackie and this movie.
Only thing I want from this movie, and I hope he does. I hope Mackie nothing but luck. I really do. But I feel about this movie like I feel about the second Black Panther. Okay, I'll take it, but lead me to T'Challa. Okay, lead me back to Captain America. Chris, I need him back. I'll take it just as a bridge too. I want them to be a good bridge too. But I just fell in love with Movie Cap. I really did, and I get the whole thing about Black Panther, but Movie Cap is still around. Y'all need to figure that shit out. And give me a bridge to that. And that's where I'm at with the whole thing. Hope it's good. I really do, but I wanted to bridge the gap.
Okay. You guys got anything else with Cap, Brave New World, or New World, whatever it's called?
Well, I'm going to tell Mike not to hold his breath for Chris Evans.
What's going on with that?
It's over.
You don't want to do this shit no more.
He don't?
It's over.
That's hard maintaining your body for years and years and years.
That's true.
I'm surprised that Chris Hemsworth is still hanging in this long.
He's got nothing else to do, I guess, or unless he just really enjoys it.
He's got a good hookup for that HGH.
Like, I can see Chris coming back for like Secret Wars or something, but he ain't coming back to do a bunch more Captain America movies.
I can see it. I didn't know that, but I can see that.
Rumor mill with Hemsworth is that this next movie will be his last one, and he'll just do guest appearances, in ensemble movies. I mean, he's kind of earned it. As much as I would like to see Thor continue, but I don't know what's left for him to do. Movie wise, that you could show up from every now and then.
And I'm always cool with recasting. I really am, as long as they recast the right person. And I trust Marvel's casting, so I'm not against stopping these characters just because my favorite actor's in it. not there. Somebody looked at the banana split and saw Chris Evans and said that guy can do it. So I'm still going to trust him. That earned my trust right there.
So would you want a recast, or would you want another character? Because
I would want Chris Evans, but now that I just heard that, I'll take a recast. Marvel earned they earned at least giving them a chance just off of that.
So what if they tell you, like, we're not recasting Captain America, but we'll give you a Blue Marvel?
They only want to do Marvel in the comics. I want a little Blue Marvel like we talked about before, but they only want to do him in the comics. So I don't. I want to love this character. I really do. But they ain't did enough with him for me to feel that. So I'd rather them stick with just a new Captain America. I know I have plenty of reasons to love Captain America. I that's just where I'm at with that. I mean, I want to love Blue Marvel and Sentry really bad. Sentry's best moment we see every week. We say the same thing as what Dark Avengers. That was his best moment.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody? Anything else? We'll move on to.
Well, it's been kind of hinted that Robert Downey Jr. is open to coming back as Iron Man.
Robert already knows, man.
Right? Like he did
his Oscar. Now he can just do whatever he wants.
Well, it's that, and he did movies like outside of Marvel, while at Marvel, and like. Mm-hmm. Outside of Tropic Thunder, like he had what was that movie? He was a lawyer and what was that guy's name? It was his dad, and
he was Sherlock Holmes for a second.
That works. I liked those movies. But was Dr. Doolittle after Marvel? Was that after Marvel?
Yeah, it was after Marvel.
So it's less, you know, like he shows up at these movies and they're expecting Tony Stark. And it's like, no, I'm playing Dr. Doolittle. And it's like this isn't going to work. we need Dr. Doolittle Stark or the lawyer Stark. That's the way it seems. Like he's a good actor, but it's just outside of the MCU when he started that, it just, those movies just, you know, he should have fought harder to stay, man. I don't know. I would y'all welcome him back? Yeah. If he,
I would.
Me too.
I'll be fine with that. Wouldn't have no problem with it.
I don't know why they thought at the end of the story they needed to retire or totally remove certain characters. Like if in case you got to go back to them, you're making it very hard. If you know you crippled them or they're old or they're dead. All right.
That's that lack of understanding about comics. Nothing is going forever.
Yeah.
They you know, there's no, I'm completely deal. No. They didn't understand that.
How many? Yeah, we've seen a lot of people come back. I've seen Captain America was dead when MCU launched in 2008. And it seems like they brought him back in time for the movie. I swear it was like a month before the movie dropped and he came back. Him and that was around the same time Bruce Wayne was falling through time and Captain America was falling through time around the same time, so it was ironic that they almost the same thing was happening to both of them and they both came back. We all knew Batman was coming back. Can't kill Batman.
Yeah, they always do. Yeah,
can't kill Batman.
Was that when Tony was an AI?
Was that after Civil War II? I think that was a couple of years later. That was an awful
story. It was Ironheart, right?
Yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah, it was. It was. And he did come back. That's right, he was dead. I just looked up and he was back. I never even looked into it. But had to have been... I think there was something during the all-new, all-different Avengers. The kids that turned into the champions and... Then the old school Avengers came back, and then the Avengers title relaunched. I think it was something. I think the thread is through there, but yeah, whatever. You die, you can't come back. Absolutely, Mike, you're right about that.
That's what some of the regulars don't understand. They think death is final. Like death is not final in comics. It never has been. Y'all got to get over that.
If he don't do, who's gonna do it? Somebody gonna do the shit. Get over it.
There was a post.
I'm too close to this Bible because hold on, I gotta move this Bible. Up. I got the Lord's book right here. I got to get this off the table. Hold on. Look at me. I don't need that. Yeah.
The book started sizzling.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was looking at it. Let me get that off this table. They come and fix my house finally, so I ain't got a lot of space right now. So.
Yeah, I think the you were talking about people coming back. I know there was what was I about to say? I forget it. But yeah, people come back. People come back. Especially the ones with when the comic book doesn't end and you know, they're talking about the person who died and it's like, yeah, they're coming back. Superman came back. They sold their comics. He came back. So yeah, it happens. What we got? What we got? All right. Just want to touch on a couple of real quick things. We'll talk about Fallout. So there will be no Dead Space 2 remake because the first one did not sell well, which it's a shame because Dead Space was a really good game, and the second one was the perfect balance for me. There was a little more action in that one than the first one. Those are really creepy games. It's a shame that went down. Did any of you guys play Dead Space? Anything in the Dead Space?
Back in the day, I played the first one, but I wasn't
yeah, same.
I didn't get into it.
Oh, I love those. Played the first, second, and third. The whole series ended on a cliffhanger. It was really well done. And there was an anime.
Yeah,
prequel I watched to the anime, game. Yeah, and people. Yeah, people were just getting destroyed in that movie. Like, it was people were getting butchered, and it was, same thing was happening in the game. Some of the hardest fights, the second one when you're fighting the, something like the Hive Mind or something, and then it had the ending where it looked like you died there on the, you were about to die on the planet because it was about to explode, but then you were able to escape. It's a shame. On another note,
I did buy the remake, but I never got around to playing it.
I still need to buy the remake, so it might be my fault. My dollars could have been the
you were that one that sale they needed.
Dead Space to
put them over the edge.
So, about to see if it's on sale in the market. So that happened. Kit Harington, when asked about his MCU future as the Black Knight, he says, I don't think it's planned at the moment. So I don't think anyone here was surprised by that.
Or care.
I had to raise my hand. Like, I am a Dane Whitman Black Knight fan.
Because you're an old school comics fan. When has Dane been important in the last 20 years?
Nothing. And, you know, as leader of the Avengers, it was him, Cersei, Crystal, Hercules, Vision, one of the best put together Avenger squads, and they had a really, really good run. Dane was on his wannabe Cyclops. You know, he was with Cersei, but he was trying to knock off Crystal. They had a whole love triangle thing going on there, and I think they were fighting a Dane from another reality and they were trying to kill Cersei, and it was just a really good storyline. And that was right around after that ended. I stopped reading comic books for a while, but no one is here surprised. Marvel delivered a moment and did not follow up on it.
Just chalk it up to the list of end credit scenes that they aren't.
Yeah, you're right. You are absolutely 100%.
I am so over that.
We all know that goddamn Blade movie's never getting made. No.
They get to stop those end credit scenes forever. I ain't even going on my just pee breaks. I'm just so, it's not cool no more. It was cool at first, but it's not cool no more.
It was cool when everything had some, when there was like an overall plan and things were kind of tied together. Now they're shots in the dark, it seems. And
they could mean nothing to the overall picture. It's just right. Here's a scene.
Right. More Kit news. Game of Thrones Jon Snow spinoff is no longer in development. How long ago did that show end? That was a long time ago.
He just striking out.
Yeah, it's a shame. So there's that. There's some Destiny 2 news. You can talk. You have a little bit more information than I do about that. Rob, you want to talk on that real quick?
I mostly know about like leak stuff. Like, I kind of caught some of the new stuff about the final shape, but I know you know more about that than me. The only thing I know is that a prominent leaker, and potentially somebody who works for Bungie, who has a good track record on Twitter anyway, everything he says has come to pass, has kind of said that they're already working on Destiny 3. That they're kind of wrapping up. That's why they're kind of experimenting in this last season. They're going to bring back a bunch of vaulted weapons and open up everything basically at the end here to drive as much popularity as they can until an announcement for number 3.
That's when I'll come back.
So, like, it's a kind of like a turn of events, because I know after this, no one was sure what was going to happen. They were going to do these episodes, but there was no mention about this last fall, at least. So I always come away from – I take breaks from Destiny when there's nothing happening. Currently, we're in, like, the longest season in history. This one started in maybe early fall because the delays were still in the season. So – you know, it's been time to play other things, but it's good news. They had new content this week, which was free. A horde mode. No, everyone loves horde modes and games, and it is a lot of fun. I finally cleared all 50 waves today. I was happy about that. I can go on with the rest of my life. And they released some other stuff that I'm going to have to throw some money at because I want it. But yeah, look at Jay. Yeah,
he done paid about $1,000 for a free game.
Listen, they got my account number down there at Bungie. They got man. You. Right?
That's right. Mainline. Yeah. Take some more of this crap. Like, come on,
get it. Yeah, Mr. Price is on his way. Like, thank you very much. Thank you very much. So yeah, that happened. What else we got? All right, let's talk about Fallout. Terrence, I think you and I are the only ones that watched.
I saw half of the first episode. It was the first episode was like way longer than I was expecting.
Not yet.
It was long.
35 minutes.
Go ahead, Terrence, you take it away. Let's hear what you got, what's your opinion on Fallout so far, sir.
So far, so good. I like it. I don't know anything about the Fallout series, so I'm not one of those people that's coming in like, I don't have any opinions as far as the game lore goes, so I can't go, oh yeah, they're so respectful of the lore, or oh yeah, they changed this, they changed that. As far as I know, like from like the first couple games before Bethesda took over, as far as characters go, like the main character doesn't really have much of a character per se. It's just the lore is built on like the NPCs that you meet. As far as your character itself, you know, you're just kind of your character is just you. You just run into all these crazy characters out in the wild. So as far as the main character's concerned, that character was just a blank slate that they were able to do anything with. And I like what they've done with her so far. And I'm interested in what they've been doing so far with the other characters that they've been focusing on. Not so much the military guy growing on me a little bit, but I think he's got the least interesting story so far, and I'm curious to find out how the cowboy guy got the way he is. But so far, so good. Like I said, I just finished the third episode tonight, and the main thing was trying to get my wife hooked because the last few shows, she just had no interest. I tried to get her into Shogun. She was like, too much reading. She had no problem reading the subtitles for Griselda, though. Okay, you read subtitles for her, but you won't read subtitles for some samurai. But, all right, whatever. So it's all good. But she was like, first thing she said was, do I got to read anything? I was like, no, you don't have to read anything. You might have to read something that says in the year, 22, something, whatever. Beyond that, you don't have to read anything. So, and I would look at her after the end of each episode. I was like, can we finally continue? Can we finally finish watching this show? Or are you tapping out? And she was like, nah, I'm intrigued. We can keep watching. So she's hooked, so we're going to keep watching it. I finally don't have to finish watching a show without her. So, yeah, I like it. And it's one of those shows where I feel like there's mysteries, but it's not one of those shows where it feels like they're just kind of stringing you along and they don't have an answer to the mysteries. It's not a mystery box show where there's no answers. There's definitely going to be answers. And it's I forgot that it was being handled by the people that did Westworld, because I had forgotten that the show was even coming out. And then the next thing I know, it was here. And I was like, oh, shit, yeah, I forgot it was done by the Westworld guys. And I really like Westworld, even though that kind of went off the tracks the last couple seasons. But so far, so good. I'm really intrigued by it. And I would encourage anybody, whether you like the games or not, to give it a shot.
So I watched the first episode, and I liked it. Violent, so I was kind of surprised by that. I don't know who the girl is that was in the vault. She's stunning. I've never seen her before. I did play one of those games. I was a little, must have been in my 20s. That must have been the first game I played like that, and I don't even remember which one it was. But I remember coming out of the vault. And I didn't know where to go. Like, the game was just so expansive. There was like one town that had a nuclear warhead in the middle of the town, and
Nuketown.
Yeah, and I did something that caused the town to be destroyed. I forgot what I agreed to, what I did, but I took the sheriff's clothes. I just remember, I was like, I don't know what the hell I'm supposed to be doing. I remember going into a vault and there were these creatures in there, giant ants and all this other stuff. And it was just like, this ain't for me. Like, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. So I'm counting on the show to like almost play the game for me. So I am interested. And that guy with the with the face, he does look familiar. Not the actor,
it's Walton,
but the
Goggins, I think.
Who, say that again?
I think that's Walton Goggins. But yeah, there is a ghoul character, I think, in the fourth. There might have been in the Fallout 3 also.
Yeah,
he reminds me of one of those creatures in 47 Ronin of with Keanu Reeves. Have y'all seen that?
No.
There was a character in that that looked kind of like that guy with the weird nose, kind of. In that, when he went to get the swords, that was the first thing I saw when I saw him. I didn't even realize it was based on the game. I just saw that character and that he looked familiar.
Yeah. I'm going to keep watching. It looks good. And like I said, like Terrence had mentioned, I have no tie-in to the game. I'm not really too worried about the story or whatever. As long as what's going on is making sense. Like, I see we're following three characters, it seems. Did recognize the guys in the armor, because I remember seeing them while playing the game. But yeah, Amazon, like, if it's not some kind, it seems like if it's like video game comic type thing, like they're gonna knock it out of the park. But if it has anything to do with Middle Earth, it's going to be shit. So,
yeah. If they've got something to refer to, then they're okay. If they got to make something original, it's going to be dog shit.
It's just
yeah, because
You can look at the
Twisted Metal.
Was it
was, but that wasn't Amazon. That was Peacock.
Yeah. Terrence said that was good.
Yeah, it was good.
You liked it?
Okay, I haven't finished. I need to get back
to that.
I still only saw the first one.
But Amazon, they put money in their shows. Like, it looks good. I know we didn't talk about it, but Mr. and Mrs. Smith, I watched that over it's not the winter anymore, but that was good. And you can just look at their shows and see that they put money into it. Like, you know, they're renting out, you know, cities, and like, it just looks good. Like, for all the shit that we give, Power Ring. What was that thing called?
Rings of Power.
Rings of Power.
Like, it looked good. It looks great. Boring. It looks fantastic. Yeah.
And
so
they messed up my Wheel of Time too. They destroyed that one too.
I remember y'all mentioning.
They destroyed the Wheel of Time too. That's another book series that you guys probably didn't read, but I'm geeky enough. I read like 14 of those books. Yeah.
Now, what is that about? So don't say it's about a Wheel of Time either.
There is a Wheel of Time in it. But that's not the... It's too common.
I remember those books on the shelves. But I didn't read them. I was reading Forgotten Realms books.
The story's kind of complicated. I mean, it's in kind of the same vein as like Lord of the Rings, but it's not the same kind of story, but it's, you know, high fantasy kind of stuff. Mm. So, yeah, they fucked that up too. They were trying to make their own Game of Thrones, but that story doesn't really lend itself to the Game of Thrones treatment.
Gotcha. All right, guys. We are approaching the hour mark. We have one more thing. We can save that for next week. We're going to talk about the best comic book movies over different eras. Yeah. Like, I think I have, like, you know, for me, I'll start early 90s. Like, it'd probably be Batman, Blade, Spider-Man 2, X2. And I can't remember. I know that for me, like, First Class, Avengers, you know, certain movies have held that title for me until another movie comes along. And not just MCU movies, but just like cultural impact or just impact on you. Like, what are some of those movies that are like been like gold standards for you over the years?
300 is one for me.
That's a good one.
I remember coming out the
theater. Why that one?
Coming out the theater with the homies, we were hype. I was still kind of young there. I guess I was like, what, early 30s back then?
Mm-hmm.
So I still had my...
I don't know.
How long ago was 300?
Hair?
I did have hair.
Let's see what you...
I did have hair back then. But hey, man, y'all hating. I'm about to get that reverse mullet fade. I'm
2006.
I saw that. Oh, my God. That'd be the dopest thing ever. I promise you. You did that with the fade. It's over.
The hair grow back there. Up. The hair grow back there. I'm set. It's just at the top.
Yeah,
the top is that's like. Dope.
Yeah, if you get that, that's dope as shit.
I said the barber's about to make some extra dough. All the bald dudes about to come back.
Have y'all seen the reverse mullet?
I saw it.
Hey, man, look.
I'm going to come back with the...
I ain't getting it because I still grow mine.
Sweet fade. I'm sweet fade. I'm going to get a part in there now.
Oh, yeah. I will support the fellas who did, though. I got you. Yeah. You know, we're talking about those movies. Mm-hmm. Would you consider Conan from back in the day with Schwarzenegger, the first one, a comic book movie?
I don't know if that's a comic book movie. I think that's more book.
It's a sword. It's a, I mean, they had a comic out at the time. That's the only reason why I watched the movie.
I think that's probably more from the
book. But it, they had anything. Yeah, more from the book type thing. I don't know. If we did count that, that would be mine. Because I watch that a little bit every, some of that movie every day or every week I watch. But if not, I would go with the, some, I think you said Blade. I'd have to go with Blade. Mm-hmm. And Turtles. I think, still think, like I said earlier, the Jim Henson Turtles, that's, this fix some, update some stuff. It ain't got to really change anything. Just update. That's really, man, I could see. Well, you can't diss Batman. Batman kind of helped stuff for a while.
Especially Batman
89.
That was...
Yeah.
Yeah. You know why. Especially Batman and Blade while Spider-Man was in court for, what, 12 years? You know, between Sony and Canon? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's about really all we had. What about
Howard the Duck?
In between, but sorry. Oh, if you count Howard the Duck, I'm going to count Conan. Then, nobody knew how the Duck was going to care. But how the Duck was on the page, Conan's on the page. I didn't know how the Duck was a comic book character until way later.
I didn't either.
I didn't either.
I didn't know that. And that theme music for that movie is like forever in my brain. And I wish it wasn't. It's a ridiculous movie.
It's like, crazy. That movie is crazy.
Yeah, and the mom from Back to the Future's in that movie.
Yeah,
Leah Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
She had a sex scene with him.
Yeah.
Something like that was close. It was definitely intimate. Yeah, you know,
definitely smashed.
Heavy breathing.
He was clapping cheeks.
They had the duck with the duck boobs in it. The lady with the duck.
I'm gonna have to watch that movie. That movie is
clapping Cloaca.
That movie's probably rated PG too.
I bet you it is.
It was the 80s. Yeah, damn right.
I know. That's why I'm saying it's probably rated PG.
They ain't care about us 80s kids shit.
Yeah, we saw some wild stuff back then.
Nah, it was G. It was G movies and it's PG. Time to grow up, kids.
Right.
Fast. Deal with it.
Like, mom, it's a titty in this show, in this movie. Like, it's PG.
You're going to see a titty eventually. Might as well be here.
be a duck titty. Who cares? Go enjoy this duck titty.
Oh man! Yep.
What about the crow?
What about you guys? Was you considered that movie the best comic book movie at the time came out?
It was pretty dope.
I've never seen the first one.
You never saw the first Crow?
That's which one? What movie is
it? Crow. Yeah,
with Brandon Lee. You never saw that one?
The first Crow was good. Yeah, that was good.
That was dope.
Never seen it.
Okay. The second one, though, whenever that guy there, I had a date. She fell slam asleep on me. And that was really the end of that night.
What about you guys? Robert, Terrence, what you got?
I would probably have to just go all the way back to Christopher Reeve's Superman. Because that is my introduction. That's how I became a fan. I remember being a kid flying around with a cape. After watching Superman 4, I think I put like my mom's lipstick to make some like blood on my neck from when Solar Man scratched him. You know, I was so into that freaking crap.
No diddy.
Can I stop you real quick about Superman 4? That's a movie that is so ridiculous. Like, but like I'll watch it every time it's on TV. You know, with the Gene Hackman voice coming out of Nuclear Man, and it was a ridiculous movie, and I love all the Christopher Reeves movies. A good Saturday.
He doesn't even follow. He doesn't even follow half of the power Superman actually has.
No, he went off the rails there. After the third one, is that the one when he threw like the plastic Superman?
The little cellophane.
That's the second one.
Where the hell did that come from? All the powers he has, like, we got to give him another one.
They need to bring that into the comic books.
The
Saran Wrap S.
Saran Wrap.
I want to say they did it as a joke, but I couldn't be able to source that.
Yeah, that was, and as a kid, you're like, you'll be out on the playground. Like, he can throw saran wrap S's. The capture is like, was that a fucking movie? What are you telling? What are you talking about?
Like, this is canon.
And then you have to come talk to somebody like us, and we have to fix the shit. That's no. Yeah. Giving us double work.
What else? Were you? I'm sorry, Rob. You were still gone. Go ahead. You said.
Oh, Superman. I was just gonna probably go there. That one, and then Michael Keaton, his Batman, mm-hmm. and more recently, I would probably go with Man of Steel. Okay. I'll stick with the Superman thing. I mean, those are the two ones that kind of did it. You got the hopeful and embodiment of basically the iconic version of Christopher Reeve, and then you got a more grounded and more adult story told in the Zack Snyder one.
Gotcha. What you got, Terrence?
I think Superman 2 was the first superhero movie I can remember watching, so that always stood out in my mind when I was a kid. But I think I saw Superman 3 a lot more on TV for whatever reason. They love showing Superman 3, and that used to scare the shit out of me when the lady would get wrapped up with the fucking circuitry and shit.
Oh, that was terrifying. Shit out of me. Yeah.
I remember that scene. I forgot it was part of that movie. That was terrifying.
It was like, the fuck is happening?
So Superman 3 always just stuck out to me more because it was just always on TV all the time. And then I grew up and I was like, why the fuck is Richard Pryor on Superman? Why was he the headliner?
Superman? He's probably wondering too, because I like Richard Pryor. Like, that was one of the worst movies. One of his worst performances. I didn't like him in that movie. And he wasn't even terrible. It was weird. Why are you here? But
That would have been like making Kevin Hart the headliner of Superman movie today. Like, what are we doing here? What the fuck is going on?
That's a good comparison there. Martin Lawrence in the Spider-Man movie with Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, but just the other shit you guys have already mentioned. Like, obviously, I remember seeing Batman 89 when that came out, and next thing I know, I'm at home. And I'm jumping off the bed, pretend I'm swinging from rooftop to rooftop, and then the next year, Ninja Turtles comes out, and we just had a good year. It was a good stretch, 89 to 90, and then really nothing for a while, and then we get Blade in 98, and then I was happy to see the X-Men on screen in 2000, but I was not. Yeah, like I liked certain portrayals, but I think as a movie overall, the plot left me wanting, and I thought they got it right when X2 came out. So I would say the next one that really blew me away, actually, I wouldn't even say blew me away, but I think that Spider-Man more so as a superhero movie came together well as a as a movie for the era.
Good.
So,
were y'all mad at the organic web shooters?
Nah. I mean, I would prefer they be more like the comics, because it would have showed off more of his intelligence and ingenuity to put it together. But I understood why they did it.
Yeah, I'm with you. It didn't make me mad, but I would, like you say, we've never really seen Spider-Man is brilliant, and he's one of them kind of guys that, like Batman, we say prep time. He's a prep timer, and he fixes his own tech. He does his own tech. Spider-Man is a brilliant dude, and we don't get to see that in any movies. I would like to see that. I really would like to see Spider-Man do his own thing. That's why I think the Uncle Tony Stark thing, and I always say I hate it, kind of messed him up. And you make Spider-Man look, regular. He's not. He's really a smart dude.
Well, if they made the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man now, he would be a super genius, and he would know how to do everything perfectly, like all the young people in the MCU movies now.
Yeah, I agree with the intelligence not getting highlighted enough. I think when it came to him creating web shooters, let's just talk about Holland and Garfield, like they kind of delved into it, but nothing outside of that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I agree. And he Spider-Man doesn't have backup, so most of his stuff does come from preparing. You know, like he at least when I was reading, if he got defeated, beat up, or for some reason, whenever the Sinister Six showed up, no one else was in New York, even though everybody lives in New York, and you know, they all Spider-Man's got it. You know, it's the Sinister Six. He'll take care of it. So yeah, I do agree with that. And all right, you guys mentioned some of the movies. I think we all have certain movies that we think of when it comes to that. And Mike, you mentioned something that happened to me this week. I was talking to a friend of mine, and he mentioned again that X-Men. Best animated show out right now. And I was recommending other shows for him to watch before he came to that conclusion. It was kind of quick to say that. And another friend of mine, he said, like, why are you getting on him like that? And we were joking. I was like, I am the comic book friend, okay? Like, it is my duty to protect you from these outrageous claims. Can't have you going out saying these things right. to people that don't know you. Like, they get like some of us get kind of emotional when certain statements are made. Like, this is absolutely my job to educate, prepare you for these conversations. Now, I don't know, you know, we talk, but do you guys find yourself in these positions, you know, when talking to, I'm not even going to say the uneducated, but people that just don't know, you know, you're looking out for your casual friends or.
That's a good phrase there, the casuals.
So Mike, do you find yourself in these situations there?
All the time. It come with it, mm-hmm. you know, because you're not going to take with so much. You're trying to mind your business, ring your customer out. You hear somebody say some bullshit. Well, Captain America wasn't worthy to lift a hammer. Say what? Hold on. Hold on. Sir, put your part down. I got to talk to this right quick. And we going to handle that. and I bring up pictures. I will show you what I'm talking about. I'm not just going to say some shit. I'm going to bring up the slides. This is the way he was wearing the black and red costume. He was somebody else using Thor's hammer back in the 80s. I'm going to bring up another shit where he handed it to him. I'm going to show you what I'm talking about. I'm not one of them guys that's just going to just make a statement. So you're going to get a lesson. And I like it to a point. Mm-hmm. When I sold cars, I had a DC encyclopedia and a Marvel encyclopedia in my office. I taught class there, so that's our job. I think we can agree on that. But what I hate about our job is some people won't admit that that's our job. Like I talked to a guy who thought this. I'm telling you, I am the guy who knows this. Your guy would ask me questions. Uh-huh. Whoever that guy is, he would come to me and ask me. I promise you he would. But yeah, I agree. That's what we're supposed to do. I don't want to be rude about it because I don't want them to stop asking me. I want them to come. Mm-hmm. But definitely that's what we're supposed to do.
Robert?
I'm trying to think. I know I am that meme of like, I'm going to let this go, but then like 5 seconds later, no, it's going to bother me. I need to go say something. Uh-huh. It doesn't come up that often because I try not to, because I can be kind of annoying about it. Mm-hmm. And I realize that about myself, especially with being with Ronnie. She's not, you know, versed in it as much, and she just wants to enjoy the what we're watching. And I'm trying not to bother her by interjecting and telling her shit unless she asks. But yeah, you know, most of my friends are in the scene, so I don't have to be that person around a lot of them. Mm-hmm. So that probably helps with me too, but I, you know, I try not to, yeah, but I do like being that person. If, you know, somebody does have a question, like if her kids have a question about something, I can kind of point them in the right direction, or I can give them a rundown or kind of explain, you know, why things are the way they are. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's about how I am. I usually try to stifle it unless, you know, it either gets to a point where they're talking so much nonsense I have to correct them, or I'll wait for them to ask me.
Okay. All right. Terrence, what about you, sir? I know you're probably one of the most laid back people I know, but I've seen you had your moments from time to time.
Yeah, I'm only that guy when somebody asks me a question directly. It's like, especially at work, when I hear people just saying shit at work, I just sit back and relax. But I've had occasion to just like spell things out for people when they directly ask me. And I remember a particular occasion back when the original Captain Marvel movie was being announced. It might have been when they had just announced either the plot or they had announced who was going to be starring in it. And a friend of mine went, "Yo, why is Captain Marvel a woman? Wasn't Captain Marvel a dude?" And this guy doesn't even read comics, but he must have read an article somewhere that set him off. And I was like, "You mean Marvel?" He was like, "Yeah." I said, "You know, Marvel's been dead since 1982. There's been like three or four other Captain Marvel since." I'm like, "Chill out. Don't worry about it."
Right.
I'm like, "He's been dead since 1982, and he's never been brought back. Anytime he's been brought back, it's either been an alternate version or like somebody traveled to the land of the dead. Like, he's never been brought back in any important capacity. They killed him off with cancer because nobody cared. Mm. He was never an important enough character for anybody to care. That's why they killed him off with cancer in a graphic novel. And he's been dead ever since. Nobody's ever thought to bring him back and do anything with him. All these other characters that have been brought back, even the most insignificant characters have been brought back on Krakoa. No one's ever done anything with Marvel since, because nobody cared. So it was like, don't worry that Carol Danvers is Captain Marvel. Carol Danvers has been along. She's been around almost as long as Marvel has. So nobody did a gender swap or anything weird like that. It's perfectly okay. You're gonna be fine.
You know what? That's about.
Just nip it off at the bud before he goes off. He goes nuclear.
Yeah. You know what that's about. They just can't. I think maybe worse, it was Blue Beetle. Before I watched it, the guy kept coming to me. One of my guys at work, when he was like, "I was like, what did you think of the movie? I haven't seen it." He said, "Well, one of the things I didn't like was the voice is supposed to be a man." I was like, "What?" I ain't never read a Blue Beetle comic, but I ain't never read nowhere that the voice had to be a man. He had never even watched a cartoon on Young Justice. He had nowhere. He either talked to somebody who told him that, or he just felt like it was supposed to be a man in his heart. I mean, y'all correct me if I'm wrong. Is the character supposed to be a male voice in the comics? Have you ever read a Blue Beetle comic?
I don't know if it's ever specified, honestly.
That's a hell of a complaint. That's a hell of a complaint. No,
and that was one of his complaints. That's one of his issues with it. Exactly. Stop talking to these dumb people. Hey.
Yeah. So, I know we're gonna ask Jay too. Like, I know Jay is very vocal with his corrections. He's in a lot of groups that.
Yeah, you go see Jay hop up in the office.
Jay is a multiversal terrorist. But for your friends, do you find yourself like correcting or giving information?
Oh man.
Okay. I don't know. And like, what was the last thing you remember you having, like let's MCU just say difficulty fans. Explaining.
So whenever they bring things up, I kind of have to I have to walk over. I have to be the one, "Well, it's like in 1985, like, you know." Mm-hmm. So I'm that guy, but I'm like a, what's it called? Like
ears
a
perk up.
Candyman, say my name three times or say comic book movie three times in the bathroom. And I pop up behind you like,
Right. Yeah, yeah. So you
What was the last one? I think it was some guy was doing a. There was some battle he was watching. It was like,
"I'm coming out."
Some wacky battle.
It was you rang, motherfucker.
Versus somebody else.
So,
you have to take it in stride. Like, people are giving Captain America all these like superhuman abilities. Like,
Well, technically, Cap is supposed to be super. He's supposed to be kind of peak human, but, you know, writers are this and that. And, but, you know. It depends on if I like him or not.
Yeah.
If I like you a real life, yeah,
that's
not.
So,
but you know, most people don't give me like so the reason I'm an asshole.
So are you nicer in person than you are and on like, social media?
And most of the time, like, people aren't going to be like that in real life because I'm like way bigger than them. Okay. And, you know, they're going to be pleasant just out of fear at least. But, you know, we're in the comic book world, and most of the people in the comic book world are like shrimpy dorks. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know. Right? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely a brute.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten softer in my old age. A couple kids mellowed me out, but. Yeah, my kids mellowed me out, but. If you guys would have been hanging with me.
Damn, caveman.
So, like.
QP, we'd have been having the ball.
Yeah, yeah. You. Oh yeah.
Right. You're right.
Man, we so I mean, I keep mentioning this cuz it's always funny. Like Jay Pat, one of the biggest debate rivals in my comic book debate history, exhausting.
Yeah, you would hop in all of a sudden. But, I'd be debating Quincy, and then all of a sudden, Terrence just hop in
my dream
in the
matchup
of the conversation.
Was T and Jay. That was my dream matchup. What? I give a damn about
so half the time I debated Jay was because of Quincy. He was like, "Yo, T, I need your help with this.
Here, go get this guy, sick him."
I like to know. I like to know if I'm being crazy or something. Like, and I be talking like, "Is this happening? Like, you know, am I being unreasonable here?" He's like, "No, you're not." And I swear to God,
I'd be responding at work. Up,
and I see this mofo's name pop up.
Build the website. I'm sitting like,
I look at my schedule and be like, "I got a little." I'm like, "I got a little time here," but you know. That was, you know, that turned into respect there.
I'm trying to debug this JavaScript.
I gotta take this call real quick.
Yeah, I gotta do this right quick. Hold on, right back.
But
we gotta right. I get back with y'all. We gotta do this right quick. Be right back.
Yeah.
So does,
I'm trying to schedule installs and find out what happened here.
Yeah, that was
hilarious. Hello, Mr. President. I got to call you back. But I think it changed. Like, we were in the contest, and like I was literally talking to Jay. We were debating, and we were talking in a chat together about our debate. Yeah, right. So it got turned after that. And I don't even know how it got there. We were just talking and da da da, and then it just doing a podcast with him. But for me, like I like to look out for my friends. I feel responsible for them. Like don't say this right. Nonsense in front of the wrong person. Like, oh, cute, this your friend. Like you ain't like my kids know how to identify certain characters. I'm like, who's this? They're like, Green Lantern, which one? John Stewart. Like, I'm like, that's the way it is in my house.
That's parenting, goddamn it.
Right. Even my wife, I'm like, listen, like, we could get $1 million if you answer this question. I need you to know some of the basics. I'm not asking you to, like, to name the Infinity Stones or, like, you know, give me the elders of the universe, but I need you to give me some basics here. But you, my friend, I can't have you going out there saying silly things. I can't even give you an example right now. But my one friend, I think he does it just to try to bug me. But then he challenges me. That's when I'm like, hold up. Are you saying I'm wrong with this? Like, you don't even read like that. Like, and he's like, no, but I just think, and I'm like, you're wrong. You're wrong.
Good thinking. Read a book.
You're wrong. Like, do you really want to do this? And one friend of mine, like, are you going to do this? Are you going to argue with him about this? And he's like, and he drops it. I'm like, come on, man. I'm trying to help you. Just like, hey, I'm just trying to help you. Like, don't go out there and say this, man. You know, I love all my friends. Like, right. Hey, you know,
moves don't count at all.
Thing, I'm going to tell you. But don't say this. Like, don't base nothing off no movie. Like, it's all in the books. It's all in the books. All right, that's the only thing that count. If you debate the comic book guy, he ain't referencing no movie.
You're talking to the comic book guy. We don't need for us to talk.
Yeah, because as soon as you say something, I'm like, what book did that happen? Oh, it happened in Captain America: Civil War. It don't count.
Mm-mm.
Disqualified. So, listen to your comic book friends. They looking out for you. All right, they love you. If they didn't, they wouldn't say nothing to you. They let you crash and burn. It's a form of not even tough love. It's like, listen, you gotta get this right. This is serious stuff. Okay. I kid, but I'm not. Right. I'm trying to help you.
Yeah.
That's always a disclaimer when I'm talking. I'm trying to help you. Okay? You don't want my help? All right. Where are we at now? I think we got it all for tonight. Yeah, it's a nice discussion as always. Gentlemen, thank you for coming out. You got anything else? I do want to say one thing. A Red Justice Society, I'm kind of caught up, cutting through the backlog now, but I'm always current with Transformers, and we talked about the X-Men getting their ass beat. I think it's still second to the ass beating that Starscream got this week from Soundwave. Soundwave beat his ass. All right. And like, if you're not reading Transformers, you should be reading Transformers. Like,
I'm stepping into it. That's my next read is Transformers. Yeah. I'm going in there.
So like that's the title. As soon as it drops, I'm downloading and reading. Like that's that magazine for me right
okay.
now.
Okay. Okay.
I mentioned Frankfurt a couple some of them times, indies. A friend of mine.
Okay.
Twice earlier in the show, you recommended Thundercats, so I'm gonna check that one out too. So Jay, I'm opening up outside of Marvel and DC and getting some good results. So, yeah, you guys got anything else? Anything you're reading? Shows or anything?
Yeah, one quick question for Teague. I think he mainly keeps up current. More than I am with the X-Men books. I just read was X-Men 32. It looks like Cyclops is running around loose, but he still has the visors on that Orcus gave him. Is that true? Or when did that happen? Was that when them House of Rise of X books? Because it didn't happen in the X-Men's title.
I think that happened in Fall of the House of X.
Okay. I wasn't even planning on reading nothing. It was too many damn tie-ins with this whole Genosha run. Yeah, I couldn't keep up with them. So I have no intention of reading any of that shit.
Yeah, the current X-Men book fills in the gaps in between Fall of the House of X and
why doesn't Cyclops wear contacts?
There's something important that I need to be looking into. Okay, I was prepared to totally ignore them. I got one and one of both of them, and that was it for me. All right, I'll check it out. But that's all I had question wise.
So I have a quick question.
By now he should have no power. Genosha, they got the whole thing to reclone you.
Yeah, how come they didn't try to fix
Legion
that?
Can put adamantium on Wolverine's daughter. And she never had it. He should be able to fix Cyclops' eyes. I mean, he hurt his head when he was a kid. Get over it. This shit should have been fixed by now. He shouldn't have no visor. Right? He'd be running around just popping.
A clone, they're going to come out with
scars. And all these years, for those that are
good point.
Exactly. And they're cloning people. Why didn't they fix this dude's eyes? Did he not ask them to? I mean, it just makes sense.
Did Wolverine come out with adamantium on his bones?
Automatically, it should have came up fixed. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, some
So that's just yay. So Wolverine did, but that was because what's his man name? Legion. Right. Legion is
he some color.
Oh, like he said, great. Don't they all come with bones when he made the female? Oh, he literally said that. Don't they all come with bones on him? Or the Wolverine? They just assume they could just fix his eyes. And y'all know he getting tired of this visor. It's been 60 years. Mm-hmm. Shit, he tired of it.
So
exactly.
How did they take? Did they so? Is the island still there? Like, what exactly?
Did happened? You take a nap today already?
We got to take that for next week. That's going to be another 30 minutes. All right. You're rubbing our eyes over here. We'll get to that for next week.
Yeah, I see we're at the red alert for you. Okay. All right, let's wrap it up.
Purple alert.
Huh? I announced in the group. I took my nap.
Took a nap for an hour and a half. Not an hour and a half plus. Okay. All right.
It's time to go.
All right. We're wrapping up, guys.
Right. Later.
So I don't even know how to wrap this up tonight. I don't.
And just thank y'all for coming out. God bless y'all. Good night. Thank you for listening.
There you go. Guys, we'll see you next week. Tell your friends, check us out. See you next week.
There you go.
All right.
Peace.
Good night, everybody.
All right, y'all.